on, Hank. Let's go shoot us a Christmas tree.
And rounding up those suspicious Christmas trees on the Amy Beth Arkowi Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? We made it to Friday, another crazy, chaotic week, I know. Got some heaviness in the air following the Eric Garner non-indictment decision from the grand jury, shocking to so many. We'll talk a bit about that. Got some music to heal you, stacked up holiday songs and others, some requests of my own doing coming up. We'll also pay homage to a pair of truly great rock and roll sidemen who passed away this week. Inspiration to action shout-outs. We'll have some holiday quips and tips as we plunge into the holiday shopping season full gear, if you know what I mean. Get you in the mix, too, if you're listening live on Friday, December 5th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east, number in motion, 347-857-4505. Also, the Twitter feed at AB Writes. The show today brought to you in part by Hallmark. You can have your kids communicate with Santa now through Christmas with the North Pole Communicator. Nifty device indeed. Also by Kellogg's Frosted Mini Wheats, nutritious and delicious. It's a win-win for your breakfast. And by PopNet, arts, culture, conversation, online, on the air, 24/7, the new improved PopNet. So I think I know what's going to jumpstart your jolly holiday shopping this weekend. Jingle Those Bells with Lady Ella on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Now the ground is white, go it while you're young. Take the girl tonight and sing this sleighing song. Just get a bobtail nag, 240 for his feet. Then hitch him to an open sleigh and crack, you'll take the lead. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh, hey! Love that vibration, syncopation of a one-horse open sleigh.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone astray is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, ma'am. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we made walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kiddies knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way. Just walking, talking, hand in hand in a crazy.
Playing in a winter wonderland with the ageless Tony Bennett on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. How fabulous is he? At 88, his duet album with Lady Gaga debuted at number one, the oldest person to achieve that. And he was just on with Lady Gaga doing their Christmas ditties at the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting ceremony the other night. They've got a great connection, those two. Also, Lady Ella, you know I love to dip into Ella Wishes You a Swinging Christmas collection this time of year and Jingle Bells. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, our Friday Coffee Clatch, the Jingle Bell Shop Edition. Get into the mix, comments about anything that's on your mind, 347-857-4505, or the Twitter feed, of course, at AB Writes. So, yeah, there's kind of a heavy aura surrounding all this post-non-indictment story out of Staten Island, the Eric Garner decision, which shocked so many people, including, quite frankly, conservative firebrands, people like Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck. Were outraged and dismayed that the grand jury didn't come down with an indictment against this officer. I'm not even sure why it was just the one officer. He was the guy, Pantaleo, who had the chokehold, so-called chokehold, over Eric Garner. But there were other cops involved, too. They all apparently got immunity, which I find puzzling. But we know what we know, and it doesn't look like we're going to know a lot more about the grand jury than what was released yesterday, because in New York, they don't release a lot of information regarding what goes on in the grand jury proceedings the way the Missouri DA or a judge allowed the document dump. I don't think they're going to do that here. They allowed the information. There were 23 grand jurors. They heard over 60 witnesses. They saw four videos. That's pretty much it. So that's part of the problem with the grand jury system is that it's behind closed doors and you don't have the transparency of a public trial. So the indictment doesn't mean the guy is guilty or will be found guilty, but it just means that you get to see it play out in court. And I don't understand that because clearly I spoke with a former prosecutor the other day who said, you can't blame the grand jurors. It's the prosecutor that guides the ship. And the same thing was said in Ferguson, that perhaps we need to have special prosecutors in all these cases that involve law enforcement because the district attorneys are entrenched, embroiled with the police because they work with them and they view them as their allies. They view them as the good guys. And they mostly are the good guys. And I think we always have to preface that by saying that most people who are in the police who are in law enforcement, want to do the right thing, and do the right thing. It happens. These are aberrations. Unfortunately, it happens too often because one is too often. But it's something which needs to be addressed, and they have to be held accountable once they make that mistake, once they step over that line. I don't know that I think any of these cops were out to get this man, but I don't know how it got that far, that fast. Why you take down someone in that way, this kind of an arrest for a person who is accused of a nuisance crime, selling loose cigarettes on the street. I mean, this is a crime that is considered a violation, I think, where you just get a ticket. Now, okay, he was arrested supposedly over 30 times for this, so maybe it's like traffic tickets or parking tickets, they amass after a while, and you might go to jail for that. But it still doesn't warrant a violent takedown. In fact, unless you're armed and dangerous and you're charging the cops, you don't have a violent takedown, even if you're a murder suspect. But this was a man who was not really a criminal. It's crazy to me, and it's astounding that nobody in that group could defuse the situation. And that's where they talk about retraining the cops, both here and in Missouri, frankly. I was not impressed. I don't know if you saw the interview they did with Officer Wilson, the officer who shot Michael Brown. He was not impressive. I don't think he did himself any favors in that interview. His big thing was training kicked in. Well, training, if that is the way these people are trained, they need to be retrained, and we need to reevaluate the training throughout the country. And in New York, Mayor de Blasio and Commissioner Bill Bratton have said they're going to do that. They're doing that now. In fact, they say the body cams are going on the police in that area, starting, I think, today or next week. But I don't know. Are the body cams going to help you? Because we have a video here that showed what happened to this man, and yet an indictment didn't come down. And the bar is so low for an indictment. Again, we're not saying he's guilty. We're just saying bring it to court, let it play out, let there be cross-examination. Let's see what an actual jury says based on evidence being presented in open court, which is far different than what happens in the grand jury where you just have the prosecutor and you don't even have the other lawyers coming in and defending and refuting and all of that. It's strange. It's a strange, strange situation. The protests are on in New York and throughout the country, mostly peaceful, thankfully. Keep it that way. In New York, of course, we're in holiday gridlock alert, and they closed down major thoroughfares like the West Side Highway and the Brooklyn Bridge. Some people are real frustrated. Other people seem to be okay. They're like, yeah, I'm inconvenienced, but I think it's for a good cause. I'm not sure how long that's going to last as we get into the holiday season, but so far, keep going. And it's interesting because there's a whole range of folks who seem to be taken to the streets. It's not just kids. It's not just black people. It's a range of people all across socioeconomic, racial lines, age lines. So a lot of people are outraged by this non-decision, and I think maybe a change is going to come. You got to believe, and you got to work towards it. And music can heal, too. Here's Sam Cooke. I'm Amy Beth Arquisha.
see through it now, but I didn't at first. The hypocrites made it worse and worse.
Looking down the nose is what people say. These is words and words are okay. It's what you do and not what you say. If you're not part of the future, then get out of the way. Come on, baby, take a ride with me. I'm up from the near and down to Tennessee.
Martin Luther King had to say, I don't want my kids being brought up this way. Take it to each other is not okay.
Well, I'm not a feeling to sing a song. I can see more work to be done. It's what you do and not what you say. If you're not part of the future, then get out of the way. Come on, baby, take a ride with me. I'm up from Indiana down to Tennessee. Everything is cool as can be in a peaceful world.
Show and the classics from Sam Cooke, a change is going to come indeed. Keep fighting, keep positive, keep peaceful. On the Twitter feed at AB Writes, a couple of folks checking in already. Noreen says, so much wisdom. Thank you so much for sharing, like the music too. Thank you, Noreen. And Mixie, one of our hearty regulars, checking in. Love the music blend. Can't wait for more holiday songs. Like the commentary also. Thanks, AB. Well, thank you, Nixie. Appreciate it. Check in at AB Writes on the Twitter feed, or, of course, if you're listening live on Friday, the studio line, 347-857-4505. Want to note the passing of a couple of great rock and roll sidemen. Bobby Keys passed away. Maybe not a household word unless you're a hardcore fan, but he was a larger-than-life saxophone player, and you know his sounds on so many of the Stones hits like Brown Sugar and Live With Me. He passed away earlier this week at 70. Keith Richards said, I have lost the largest pal in the world, and I can't express the sense of sadness I feel, although Bobby would tell me to cheer up. My condolences to all that knew him and his love of music. Bobby said in 2012 in an interview in Rolling Stone, if you believe in the magic of rock and roll, which I devoutly do, it isn't an individual. I've played in bands with 18 players around, but unless they can play together, it doesn't do any good. Indeed, he played so well and certainly complimented the Stones' enduring sound. Here's one of the classics, Brown Sugar. The Rolling Stones, featuring Bobby Keys, as we remember the late saxophone player.
Brown
by the Stones' big hit Brown Sugar, featuring that pulsating sax of Bobby Keys, passed away at the age of 70 on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Sadly and ironically, another longtime Rolling Stone sideman, Ian McClagan, passed away a day after Bobby died. Ian was 69 years old. He was also a member of the Small Faces and later the Faces, joining that group in 1965 and helping them hit it big with such tunes as Tin Soldier and, of course, one of my faves, Ichiku Park. Remembering Ian McClagan.
Over bridge of sight, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Guess I'll not see the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why
cool?
Go to learn the words of school.
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
Why the cheese there?
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful.
They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Hey, who wants to go to Megalomart and buy some tinsel?
I do.
Jim from Bon Jovi, Backdoor Santa. I think you got to put him on the naughty list on the Amy Beth Urquhart Show and Brenda Lee's classic Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree for Shay and Barb. Thanks for checking in on the Twitter feed at AB Writes or the studio line 347-857-4505. So speaking of the Christmas tree lightings, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting went off without a hitch on Wednesday. A couple of phenomenal performances and a couple of dubious ones. We'll talk a bit later about that. And last night it was the National Christmas Tree Lighting. The president and first lady and the kids were on hand, and the president did kind of a dorky dance, which I'm sure my psychic abilities tell me will be lampooned this Saturday on Saturday Night Live. We'll see. But unless you want to match up head-to-head the Rockefeller Christmas tree and the National Christmas tree, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is 85 feet. The National Christmas tree is 28 feet. But check this out. The number of LED lights used, 45,000 for the Rockefeller Center tree, 60,000 for the National Christmas tree. So it's smaller, but more lights, so it's brighter, I guess. And how many years have we celebrated with these lightings? Well, the National Christmas Tree bests the New York one, 91 to 81 years. Interesting, indeed. So anyway, all those Christmas tree lighting ceremonies are fun, and I love them. And I love all the holiday celebrations, and people talk about the war on Christmas. That, to me, seems like so 4 or 5 years ago, doesn't it? But some people still think that you can't say Merry Christmas. And say happy holidays. You have to say happy holidays. I take it all. I love it all. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, whatever it is. I love them all. And if you mean it from the heart, nobody should be insulted, even if you don't celebrate that particular holiday. That's just my feeling. I don't know. I'm not that sensitive. I'm not that religious. But, you know, take it from where it comes. And it should come from a good place, right? The other thing that some people don't like is the commercialism of the season, but if you want to be part of doing something to help those who are in need, you can do it. There are lots of charities around for sure, but here's one that's kind of cool. It's Operation Santa. It's been done by the U.S. Postal Service for now 102 years. It's their 102nd annual Operation Santa taking place in cities around the country, New York and 20 other cities this year. People go to a post office. They get letters that were written from mostly needy kids who are looking for, of course they're looking for toys, but a lot of these kids are also looking for warm coats, clothes, shoes, and food. This is how needy a lot of these people are. So if you can help out and answer a letter, it's all done anonymously, of course. You don't see the addresses of these people. They have the addresses sealed, and they send it out through their service. And you can do it and go to the various post offices. Other cities involved include Chicago, Washington, San Francisco, Boston, Orlando, Cincinnati, Philadelphia, Houston, and Los Angeles. And you can find out some more information, where to go, and maybe also donate online. Love this address. It's called beanelf.org, all one word, beanelf.org. Isn't that great? That will put the true season and the meaning of the season back into your heart. If you've lost it just a little from all the hustle and bustle and stresses and all of that. And then again, maybe you're the type of person who likes to spend Christmas and holiday money on yourself.
You know, Christmas is a time of caring and loving, but they say if you can't love yourself, well, then you really can't love anybody else. And the best way to show that you really care about you is to spend most of your Christmas dollars on yourself. So here's a few ways to cut corners during this magic season. First of all, change the tradition from Christmas stockings to Christmas pantyhose. Next, glue jujubes on old bricks and send them out as fruitcakes. No one ever eats them, so no one really knows. Last of all, buy Easter baskets for the kids, and when they wake up Christmas morning, tell them they've been in a coma for 4 months. So there you have it. And with the dollars you save, you can buy yourself a whole new wardrobe. You'll look great. All sorts of people will come on to you, and after all, isn't that what Christmas is really all about?
Glory to the world. Well, I don't agree with that, but then again, Madonna might.
Santa baby, slip the sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, an outer space convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Next year, I could be oh so good if you'll check off my Christmas list. Biddle, biddle, Santa honey, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, there's one thing I really do need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, and fill my stocking with the duplex and checks, sign your X on the line, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
Young lady, what's your name?
Susan Walker. What's yours?
Mine? Kris Kringle. I'm Santa Claus.
They say the only sure things in this life are death and taxes. I don't agree, I bet it's difficult, the fact is. I once met this old wise man on a hill. He never gave his Uncle Sam a damn dollar bill. I said, are you afraid to die? He said, son, what you talking? I'll be coming back. That dog you walk in there is only one thing you can lay your money down on. You can't baby, oh baby, oh baby, let's get us some Chinese food. But she said, no, 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 not in the mood. We headed down to Pedro's Taqueria. We ordered up a couple of those old salted margaritas. You know that menu, it didn't whet her appetite. She said, I got a good idea. Let's get Chinese food tonight. There is only one thing in this world that you can count on. There's only one thing you can lay your money down on. Back to Mr. Wright. I cried some tears, I drank some beers, I got in bed, and I turned out the light. And then I heard this key inside my door. Familiar footsteps just kind of moved across my floor. Said, oh, baby, I thought you said that we were through. She said, what can I say? I changed my mind. I'd rather be with you. There's only one thing in this world that you can count on. There's only one thing you can lay your money down on. You can't bet your life, your farm, your home on the rain. If you got a woman, a woman's got a man.
At the North Pole. To find out your standing with Santa Claus, please enter your social security number now. Thank you. Please hold while we check the list twice. Our records show you have been very naughty. You will receive no presents this year. If you'd like to erase this debit from your record and get back on Santa's nice list, press 2 now.
My bank account is way down low. The Christmas season started, I cannot afford retail. I gotta buy some gifts somehow.
I guess I'll buy it on eBay.
I
guess I'll buy it on eBay.
American Express. Advertise this.
I need a new bicycle. I need a Nintendo system. I need a big box of Legos. I'm gonna post my bid up now. I think I'll shop another way.
you know.
Letters into Santa ASAP. The box stops on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. A little fun with eBay Christmas wrapping. Leftover gem from the Grateful Bounty. Still so tasty. Hope it was worth the wait, Colin. The Bacon Brothers and A Woman's Got a Mind to Change. And a kitsch classic from Madonna, Santa Baby. Firosky on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Still time to reach out to the show via Twitter at AB Writes or the phone line 347-857-4505. Twitter feed a buzz about the Garner situation. Swain says, mind-blowing. Lint offers, not shocking, but oh so wrong, where Argue Me offers this one, says, hey, we don't know. We didn't see all the evidence. True, argue, but we did see that video, and I think there was enough there for the indictment. Don't know about what would happen at trial, but at least to move forward in a transparent trial. That's my opinion. We'll see what happens in the federal investigation and the civil case, but there you have it. As the protests roll on, peaceful please, and hopefully change will come. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. A couple of programming notes. On Tuesday, you'll meet Carla Kaplan. She is the noted American literature professor and author of Miss Anne in Harlem, The White Women of the Black Renaissance. We'll talk about her fascinating book. Also some more holiday songs, so if you want more requests along the way, we're liberally doling them out this season. Do so via Twitter at AB Writes, hashtag holidays. And you can do it at the website, too, amybetharkowitz.com. That's also the place to stop by for creativity coaching and counseling conversations. The first one is always on me. And cozy up to a great mystery this holiday season. Delve into the Eliza Gordon Mystery Series, both Killing Time and Dead Silent, available for ebook and paperback. So get your copy or copies today. There you go. And I am working on number three. I keep saying it, but it's true. All right. Inspiration Action Challenge, do we have one? Yes, we do. I want to say to Spencer, who is in Minneapolis, must be cold already there, says he's working on handmade toys. This is great for this season. Putting them together. I've always wanted to make toys. I love carving and painting and creating, and I'm doing it now and starting a little business on the side. And you got me focused and in the mood to explore my creativity in new ways, so thank you. Well, thank you, Spencer. That's great. A toy maker for the season. We have our very own elf. I love it. I love the holiday season. But, you know, it can be stressful, and I always say the best way to do it is to pace yourself in terms of your spending, in terms of your time and running around. Make sure you get enough sleep. Eat properly. Try to avoid the junk food traps we all grab when we don't have enough sleep and we're stressed. And just focus and do the things that you can do in good measure. Sometimes people overcommit, maybe undercommit a little bit. Give yourself some breathing room, and I think you'll be just fine. Just a couple of tips to get you through the holiday season. All right, so on Wednesday when they did the tree lighting at Rockefeller Center and I saw it, they had Leanne Rimes, the country singer, come out and did this very odd version of a novelty classic from the 1950s called I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. She kind of botched the song. It's a classic, really, in its own way. You can only hear it once or twice a season, but I know there are people that want to hear this one. So we're rolling out again the original. Gayla Peavy, who I think was like 13 years old at the time, in the early 50s, the classic, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, and only a hippopotamus will do. On the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, I know we have just lost our minds, but it happens. Hey, speaking of that, our Jolly Holidays special is ready to roll on December 19th, so get ready for your enjoyment for Christmas and the entire season. A couple of other shows, we will replay our interview, the ArtsWire Pick interview with Tony Quantro, which I think is just so life-affirming and great this time of year, and we'll have another coffee clutch, too, before we sashay out of here for the holiday break, and back at you in 2015 with a new slate of great shows. We're looking for guests now, officially. Trudy's ready with the big book, already booking for January and beyond. So if you've got a story to tell, we're always looking for great storytellers, from authors to filmmakers, musicians, theater folks, social crusaders, personal growth experts, justice junkies, you name it. Hop aboard the website, amybetharkowee.com. Tell us about your story, and we'll see about getting you on the Media Bites award-winning podcast. So thank you so much for joining us this year. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of work, and a lot of fun. And still, there's some shopping to do.
The hottest toys of the holidays are at Toys R Us. This Christmas, your child will love the new Road Rage Racing Set.
Oh, boy!
Cross in and out of the lane, cutting each other off.
Hey, look out!
Tailgating and making sudden stops.
Come on, get out of my way!
Press the button, and the cars make the sounds of real gunfire.
I'll teach you to drive in the left lane.
Your kids will love the Road Rage Racing Set, and so will Dad.
Come on, come on, I'm late for work.
Run him off the road, Daddy.
The Road Rage Racing Set, on sale now, only at Toys R Us.
We want Toys R Us.
So have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwesi Kwanzaa, a tip-top Tet, and a solemn, dignified Ramadan. Now a word from my God, our sponsor.
Daddy, I'm tired of waiting.
How many times have you been stuck in a line of sniveling children waiting to talk to Santa Claus? Well, those days are gone thanks to the new St. Nick in a Box, the first convenient drive-thru Santa. So easy to use. Simply pull up next to the large plastic jolly old elf and place your order.
Ho, ho, ho. How can I help you?
Go ahead, Randy. Talk to Santa.
I want a bike, and I want a football, and I want a race car set.
You want fries with that?
Yes, it's as close to sitting on Santa's lap as you can get from the inside of a car. Your kids will love the intimacy. You'll love the convenience. Bring them to St. Nick in a Box today. Formerly Chuck's Big Burger Drive-In.
What could possibly go wrong, St. Nick in a Box? Hey, it is the Amy Beth Arquay Show. I don't know. You know, that's one thing you might not want to... Well, might just not want to try that one. But baby, it's cold outside. Here's Bublé and Marie.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
I'm hoping that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hand. Just like
my mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
My father home? Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
Or
worry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some music on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cab to be had out there.
I wish I knew
Your
how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
well.
Honestly, no, no, no.
Mind
sir.
If I move a little
At
closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Well, what's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold on.
Ah, but it's cold outside. Must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
oh,
no.
It's cold out there.
This welcome has been.
I'm lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that
My
storm.
Sister will be suspicious.
And your lips look
My
delicious.
Brother will be there at the door.
Like waves on a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mine.
Your lips look delicious.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
But baby, you freeze out there.
They lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
Your eyes are like starlight
don't
now.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
They're
me?
Bound to be toxic. Tomorrow.
Think of my life along
At least there'll be plenty and fine.
If you're caught in pneumonia and
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old love.
How about it's cold outside? If it's cold outside.
down to Bethlehem to see a little son of man flying away in the manger. Praise the Prince of Peace. Wheels start turning, fire start burning. Shine a light on the wise men journeying from the east. I could a little baby boy be bringing down so much joy.
Son of the carpenter, Mary carried the light.
It must be
Christmas, must be the night.
On a hillside, looking up at the sky. On a cold winter night, they hear the angels sing. In a dream, I heard a voice say, "Fear not, come rejoice. It's the end of the beginning. Praise the newborn."
Tonight, a song penned by Robbie Robertson on the Into the Dark We Show. A couple of Canadians know their way around the Arctic air, Michael Bublé and Anne Murray, and Baby It's Cold Outside. Hey, thanks so much for hanging with me on the Coffee Klatch Jingle Bell Shop Edition. Appreciate the live tweets. If you missed the show, don't forget you can follow the show. It's archived. They're all archived for podcasts. Follow the show at the Blog Talk Radio site. That's the Amy Beth Arkwee Show. You can download episodes at iTunes, NetNow, and the website, amybetharkwee.com. Friend me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at AB Writes, and we'll connect. No problem about it. I know a lot of people are pretty sad and angry today, but what I would say is keep peace in your heart. Let your best self shine through with love and random acts of kindness. throughout the holiday season and the coming year. Just do good stuff. Put good feelings into the world. It will come back to you and to so many of us. Indeed. Try it. I think it'll work. Hey, thanks so much to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Hope you have a great weekend. Drive safe, play nice, dream big. Please come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Leave you with a loving song from the Alternate Roots featuring Lily Costner. We're here to love and nothing more. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Peace.